Good day, companions and brethren. I'm Bob Chase, and I want to welcome you once again to one of the York Right podcasts that we have done. And just to let you know that YorkRightMaryland.org is where you can go find out all the information you may want to about the York Right. Also, listen to the interviews that we have done in the past. And if you have an interest in the York Right, and we certainly hope you do, We would request that you fill out an application. You'll find that also online. So with me today, I have Rafael Rodriguez, and he is a newly minted Right Worshipful Junior Warden from the Grand Lodge of Maryland. And I say welcome to the club. I did that myself, and he also is a part of a Spanish-speaking York Right chapter, which he helped to start. So, Rafael, welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from originally, and how you got into Masonry.
Oh, thank you, most excellent sir. Just a couple corrections. I'm elected junior ground warden, haven't been installed yet, should be in November. And I am the master of the Spanish lodge, which is Logia Sol Naciente. I'm originally from Puerto Rico. I lived there until I was in my late teens, and I joined the Army and I came to the States. And I've been living here in Maryland for about 30 years.
Well, that's good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I became a Mason about 11 years ago. I joined Collington Lodge number 230 in Bowie. And I went through the chairs, and I became Master of Collington in 2017. And after that, I've been blessed to serve as Junior Grand Deacon in 2019. I was commissioned as a, or appointed as a Grand Inspector. I served as a Grand Inspector for Patuxent Lodge in Upper Marlboro. And I'm also a Demolay advisor for Bowie Collington chapter. So.
Okay, so let me ask you this. It's obvious you aren't really doing much, so what do you do in your spare time? that was kind of a joke. Well, I think the interesting thing, my association has been with a lot of the Puerto Rican brothers and companions who, when I see them, I see some very loyal and dedicated Masons. They love the fraternity. What made you have interest in Masonry, and how did you find out where to go and what to do to become a Mason?
Well, I've always been curious about the fraternity. When I was a kid, you know, growing up in Puerto Rico, I remember seeing lodge buildings. I remember seeing the emblem. But Puerto Rico being a majority Catholic country at the time, the perception of Masonry in Puerto Rico was not very positive. But I was always curious. Then in late 2010, I started looking around for something for my boys, for Rafael and Marco, to do. They didn't really want to be Boy Scouts or anything like that. And I, through one of the books that I was reading on a magazine, I found out about Demolay. So I started looking around for Demolay, and that's how I found out about Freemasonry. And I made contact with the closest lodge, which was Collington, and met Brother Jackie Calloway, and you know, the rest is history. I put in the petition. He was my catechism instructor. And, you know, I got really involved in the lodge and the fraternity.
I'm sitting here thinking, as you were mentioning, the people that you interacted with to become a Mason, but then you've been a master, you've also been a past high priest, you're now an elected Grand Lodge officer, and yet you had time, apparently, to start a Spanish-speaking lodge. Am I right? Well, obviously, I know I'm right, because you did that. And what How did that go about? How did you finally get to the right people, I guess?
Well, originally, this happened towards the end of 2019. Bassmaster Tom Fulcher from Howard 101 approached Right Worshipful Brother Ken Taylor with the idea several years ago, I guess, until he was able to get a hold of Right Worshipful Brother Ian McIntosh, who was Unigram Warden at the time, and they brought up the idea to Past Grandmaster Nagel, who at the time he was a grandmaster, and he, you know, gave us the opportunity to work on it and see if it was feasible. And we started, you know, getting together and meeting, coming up with ideas, and then we started translating the ritual from English to Spanish. That took quite a bit of time, and then we started talking to everybody that would listen to us about starting a Spanish-speaking lodge. And that's how I met a lot of the brothers that are members of Logia Sol Naciente today. And some of them we met out of coincidence, I guess. Like one night I was out in Federalsburg for an installation, and I met a brother from Colombia, number 58, Brother Carlos Turcios. Brother Luis Gomez was there that night too. And we started talking about the Spanish lodge, and it just took off. We continue having meetings, Zoom meetings, and talking. And towards the spring of 2020, this was right in the middle of the pandemic, Grandmaster Nagel gave us the go-ahead to, you know, start getting together so that we put in the petition for the dispensation.
And get the charter. Right, get the charter to work in the whole nine yards. Okay, yes. How many members do you have?
Right now, we have 28 members, and last night, we initiated our third inter-apprentice.
Wow.
So, yep.
And these are not Zoom meetings either. They're in person now?
Well, no, these are in-person meetings. We're meeting in person. We meet at the Howard Masonic Temple the second Wednesday. Our meetings, the opening, closing, and the degree is all done in Spanish, but we are meeting in person, and it's been really, really well received. Almost every meeting we have a visitor from a lodge.
Wow. Well, okay, so you and I have talked a little bit, and now because of that success, and you should be very proud of that, I know that you would like to do something with the York Rite as far as Spanish speaking, right?
It will be interesting to do. If we have companions and there's the interest of having a Spanish York Rite, I'll be very interested in looking at that possibility and starting something up. There is, for us, native Spanish speakers, the wording in the ritual sounds different. It sounds so different when we hear it in our native language, which I didn't realize that. I mean, for 10 years I've been a Mason and I've been involved in the ritual work. It wasn't until I heard it in Spanish for the first time that I realized how deep it actually goes. So I'll be definitely interested in if we have enough companions that are looking or interested in doing that, I'll be definitely up to it.
Well, you know, and I'm not trying to break my arm to pat myself on the back, but one of the things as the most excellent Grand High Priest elect, I have a lot of ideas, and I'd like to see, you know, I'd like to think that I have some vision. So if we're talking about doing something Spanish-speaking in the York Rite, you do have a chapter, am I right? Or not?
No, we don't have a Spanish chapter.
You don't have a Spanish. Okay. I was going to say, because there's a possibility that through your connections, that maybe what we could do is take some of those Spanish-speaking brothers that you are interacting with, and if they're interested in joining the York Rite, we can, you know, we would have to do it, you know, in an English-speaking chapter. But by the same token, then that would be, I think, some groundwork to start getting involved in starting that Spanish-speaking chapter. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's, and as a matter of fact, several of the brothers that are members of Logia Sol Naciente had talked to me and to the Right Excellent King Elect Andy about joining the York Rite.
Sure.
And I think two of them are going to be putting in the petition for the fall. So I think among the brothers that we have in Sol Naciente, some of them are showing interest in the York Rite. So
right.
In the future, I think we're going to have enough brothers that we may be able to get it started.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, what I was going to say is that, you know, as the word spreads across the state that we have a fully operational Spanish lodge, and we can bring more members into our Spanish lodge, we can get more individuals or more brothers interested in joining the York Rite.
Sure. I don't know about yourself and what you have thought, but one of the things that, and I haven't been in the York Rite all that long, but one of the things that I believe, there are a whole lot of Masons who have not gone beyond the Blue Lodge because they don't understand what the degrees of the York Rite are actually, you know, providing them. And that is, quote unquote, that unfinished story from the third degree, because many people think that, you know, you've been raised as a Master Mason and that's the epitome. And the truth of the matter is there is so much more to learn beyond the Blue Lodge, and you get that through the York Rite. I don't know if you've seen it that way, but that's the way I see it.
No, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I've joined the York Rite protocol 2.5-3 years ago. In the last 2 years, I got really involved in my, Mount Vernon, but it is different. And now that I, as a high priest, have conferred several degrees, I can see the additional learning and the more information and the more the bigger meaning of being a Mason, being a York Rite Mason.
Right.
I really love the York Rite ritual. There's so much to learn from those rituals that I believe that some of the brothers that are missing something by not being active or joining the York Rite. There's
right.
A lot to learn.
Right. I mean, we've all been told, especially once we've reached that Master Mason degree, and we're handed the books that we get, they talk about the more light in Masonry. And the York Rite provides that. And it's a silly little thing, but I don't know if anybody ever said it to you. But if you walk up to a Mason and say, okay, have you ever seen the craft get paid? Well, they say, well, no, but you hear it in the beginning of the ritual in a lodge, and pay the craft their wages if any be due, and see no none go away dissatisfied. Well, do you ever see that in a regular lodge? But you do in the York Rite.
Right.
So,
yes.
Go ahead.
No. I'm saying you're right. It's there's more, some of the things, and yes, as I was going through the degrees and, you know, working with in my Mount Vernon, I was able to make a connection. You know, like it hits you. It's like, oh, okay, that's what was supposed to happen after this part in the third degree.
So, well, you know, quite frankly, you've already accomplished quite a bit in Masonry. As you move on and what have you, what are the things that you'd like to see? What could we do to make Masonry in general and the York Rite in particular better?
I think, and I was having this conversation with some of the brothers from Logia Sol Naciente and some of the other brothers that I've, you know, that I've been talking to. What are we going to teach our brothers once they come in? Okay, yes, you get the degrees and you go through the catechism, you're raised, and then what? You know, I think we are forgetting the part of actually teaching our brothers and our companions how to apply the things that we learn in the degrees to our daily lives. So that's what I would like to see. You know, in my opinion, the catechism, yes, it is necessary, but there should be more to it than just learning something from memory. You have to be able to really understand what you're learning and how you apply that to your daily life. And that's what's going to make you a great, you know, a better person. I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, it really does.
That's one of the things that we have been working, you know, as we're standing up Logia Son Naciente, we are working on making sure that that educational part is part of our lodge, part of our culture. You know, we don't want to bring brothers in and just get into the degrees and move on. No, we want to teach them and learn from each other.
Well, and I do agree with that. But unfortunately, sometimes, maybe because of manpower, maybe because of zealous things, we just don't seem to take the time. We're always talking about membership and getting new members and all of those things. And someone, I don't remember who, said, you know, you're gonna die by the membership thing, in the sense that if you apply some of the things that you just talked about, you're going to have those people go out, and by word of mouth, they're going to also help get people in. And that's where membership will expand. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. But anyway, well, listen, we've gone on here for maybe 15 minutes or so, and I am just so tickled we finally got together. You know, it took us a while to do that, but I appreciate your time, and I just hope that we can work together once I get put into my position for next year. And let's see what we can do.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate it, and thank you again so much.
You're very welcome, my brother.